A vaccine mandate for employees of the City of Boulder takes effect today at 5 p.m. Under the mandate, city employees are required to submit a proof of vaccination or request an exemption. According to a city spokesperson, so far fewer than 100 employees have requested a religious or medical exemption. To encourage compliance, the city is paying vaccinated employees a $250 bonus. A state audit report found the Department of Labor and Employment may have potentially paid just over $73 million in fraudulent unemployment claims spanning between March 1, 2020 to April 30th of this year. The amount is separate from the $30 million the department has previously confirmed as improperly paid. The Legislative Audit Committee met yesterday to hear the auditor's findings and responses from department officials. The potential fraud identified includes unemployment to dead people, inmates, underage applicants, claimants with multiple fraud indicators, and claimants with suspicious bank account information. The audit noted three major contributors to the potential fraud, which include expedited payments mandated by the governor's March 2020 executive order, federal pandemic requirements such as unemployment for gig workers, and the department's delay in moving to an efficient computer system. Colorado's Office of eHealth Innovation releases updated health information technology roadmap. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The new state objectives are in place to improve the information technology digital tools and technologies that addresses the gaps in the state's healthcare system. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera told Colorado Newsline that the idea is to identify accessibility and to saving people money on healthcare. Primavera said that during the pandemic, the gap between the haves and the have-nots in the healthcare system were highlighted. For example, it was found that the use of telemedicine decreased as the patient's age increased. Also pointed out was that Black and Asian people had lower rates of telemedicine than white people. And she added that advanced health IT can have a significant impact on efforts like reaching the unvaccinated population. In the updated plan, a more comprehensive healthcare IT system would allow doctors to access patient records from previous providers, which would prevent duplicate testing and medical visits. Potential funding for health IT infrastructure could come from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the American Rescue Plan Act, and the recently passed infrastructure bill. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Economists at the University of Colorado Leeds School of Business predict robust job growth next year, with many sectors returning to pre-pandemic levels. That's according to the school's annual business and economic forecast released yesterday at a forum in Denver. The one sector that is not expected to recover in 2022 is leisure and hospitality, with employment remaining well below 2019 levels. The sector includes performing arts, entertainment, sports, recreation, and food services. Forecasters also predict tourism spending will not return to 2019 levels for another 2 or 3 years. According to the Leeds faculty director, what bodes well for Colorado is the state has the fourth highest labor force participation rate in the country. The state demographer, Elizabeth Garner, said during the forum, estimates for 2021 show it was the slowest population growth year for Colorado in 3 decades. Garner blamed slow domestic migration and almost zero international migration as reasons for the state's slow population growth. The Denver City Council has approved the issuance of $700 million in bonds to the Denver International Airport. The 10-to-1 vote occurred last evening with Councilperson Candy Sitabaka voting no without comment and Councilperson Chris Herndon absent. The Denver Gazette reports the bonds will be interim notes used to finance remaining projects under the airport's 2018-2022 capital improvement program. Slated spending priorities include gate expansion and phases 1 and 2 of the Great Hall project. The Denver City Council has also approved a ban on the sale of most flavored tobacco products. The measure passed yesterday evening by an 8-to-3 vote. The ban will take effect July 1, 2023, and includes flavored menthol cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and vaping products. An exemption exists for hookah, natural cigars, pipe tobacco, and harm reduction tools. According to the Denver Gazette, the ban was first introduced in October to curb youth tobacco use, particularly with vaping. Today's weather includes mostly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming clear for Denver and Boulder with a high near 50. Fort Collins will have mostly sunny skies with a high near 47. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 30 for Denver and Boulder and 25 for Fort Collins. Current temps are nearing 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.